This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in a shootout early Sunday in eastern Nangarhar province in Afghanistan, while six other service members were wounded. A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Colonel Sonny Leggett, said early Sunday that an Afghan partner opened fire on the combined U.S. and Afghan forces with a machine gun. He said officials are still collecting information about the cause of the attack. The Associated Press reported the shooter was an Afghan soldier who had argued with the U.S. forces before opening fire. Six U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan since the start of 2020, including Saturday's casualties. Last year, 22 U.S. service personnel died in combat in Afghanistan. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has reached 908, surpassing the 2002-2003 SARS epidemic as millions of Chinese prepare to go back to work. Emer McCarthy has more.
Data from the National Health Commission showed 89 deaths on Saturday, pushing coronavirus deaths well above the 774 who died from SARS. That grim milestone comes as millions of Chinese people prepared to return to work on Monday. Authorities extended a Lunar New Year break by 10 days as deaths and infections rose, and many of China's usually teeming cities have become ghost towns over the past 2 weeks. Even on Monday, a large number of businesses will stay shut, with many white-collar employees working from home.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. The Oscar ceremony is getting underway this hour in Hollywood. Nine contenders for the top prize, Best Picture, include the South Korean film Parasite, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the historical war film 1917. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. A soldier angry over a property deal killed at least 26 people in a rampage in northeastern Thailand before being shot dead on Sunday morning. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said on Sunday that the soldier, named as Jakrapan Toma, was angry over a house deal involving a relative of his commanding officer. That officer was killed by Jakrapant, officials said, before he stole a Humvee, assault weapon and ammunition and drove to a shopping mall in the northeastern city of Nakhon Ratchasima. During a 12-hour standoff, hundreds of shoppers fled the mall as the police and army launched several rescues. Hours before he began shooting on Saturday, Jakrapant posted on Facebook denouncing greedy people. He continued to post written updates during the attack until Facebook shut down his account. The army said Jakrapant was a sharp shooter who had taken many special courses, including on planned ambushes.
David Doyle reporting for Reuters. The World Health Organization reports progress is being made in combating the Ebola epidemic in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The latest number of reported cases stands at 3,429, with a mortality rate of about 66%. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The global fixation on the evolution of the novel coronavirus has knocked the DRC's Ebola epidemic out of the media's spotlight. However, health officials working in the shadows have been making steady progress in slowing the transmission of this deadly virus. WHO's Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti, tells VOA the situation in the country is very different now than it was a few months ago. This Ebola outbreak has been going on since August 2018. It is the 10th to hit the DRC since 1976 and the second largest ever recorded after the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of people showed up in New York City's Chinatown on Sunday for a parade celebrating the Lunar New Year. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The parade celebrating the Year of the Rat featured drums, dragons, and signs saying Stay Strong Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that has killed more than 800. Parade goer Becky Lee says she's grateful they had it.
Supporting the Chinese people and like... helping them.
First-time parade goer David Ramirez says he feels bad for the canceled celebrations in China.
Kind of sucks that they weren't able to have big ones.
Businesses in Chinatown say the coronavirus has scared people away, even though the city has no confirmed cases. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.